AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, where President-elect Donald Trump's business interest in the old post office building not far from the White House is causing a stir this morning. Democrats say he has to divest himself of all financial interest in the plush hotel that he's developed there under a contract with the government, or he'll be in violation of his lease, they say. Today, Trump meets with tech wizards who blasted him during the presidential campaign. Our White House correspondent Mark Smith has this.
Many of Silicon Valley's leaders were top fundraisers and staunch supporters of Hillary Clinton. And Trump hit back at them, denouncing them for outsourcing and vowing to help law enforcement crack their encryption. Still, in a session that's said to include Apple's Tim Cook and Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg, we're told the president-elect will tell them he's ready to build a business climate that fosters risk-taking and innovation.
You may or may not pay a little more for a house, a car, or a consumer loan after the Fed hikes rates this afternoon, as it's expected to do. Economist Diane Swonk of DS Economics.
We've already seen rates go up, so it means very little because the market has anticipated this and actually overshot. So mortgage rates are actually up quite a bit already, and the move on rates is going to be very small.
He was funny, talented, and devoted to his family. Alan Thicke, the good guy dad from TV's Growing Pains, as remembered by his first wife, Gloria Loring. Alan Thicke has died after suffering a heart attack. He was 69. His son on the TV show was Kirk Cameron. He played Mike Seaver.
I spent more time with Alan than I did with my own father. So, in a sense, it was kind of like dad.
Kirk Cameron remembering his TV dad, Alan Thicke. The Syrian President Bashar Assad says Western countries want a ceasefire in Aleppo in order to save the terrorists, as he calls them. The rebels are mixed in with thousands of civilians who are in harm's way. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is revising its rules of war. Our Ross Simpson has this.
This places more emphasis on the need to reduce civilian casualties and avoid excessive harm to people and property when planning and conducting attacks. The changes to the Law of War manual include a new section that lays out the need for commanders to weigh any potential military advantage gained by an attack against the potential for collateral civilian injuries or deaths. And it says the military should take feasible precautions when planning and conducting attacks. Ross Simpson, Washington.
The water cannons that London, England bought after the riots there in 2011 are up for sale. Former Mayor Boris Johnson bought the water cannons from Germany for the London police, but the city was barred from using them by then Home Secretary, now Prime Minister, Theresa May, because they could cause injuries, including concussions and fractures. The London riots began after a black man was shot dead by police. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.